Good morning and welcome back to the Book Critics. I am the host, Elias, and I'm here with the co-host.
Are you? What's up?
Today we will be arguing about whether Jonas and Gabe live or die. We are here with the Argus. Yes.
Brooke.
And Kayla.
Yes. All right. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you
submit it, though?
Okay, so let's see. What do you guys think? Does Gabe live or die?
I think he lives because, like, basically, he saw a house at the end, and he heard a music, So yeah.
I think he lives because at the end of the book it says that he hears people singing. And then, also at the end of the book, it says that they both see Elsewhere.
Okay. You?
I think that Jonas and Gabriel both live because Elsewhere seems like a place of love and memory. So, obviously, the people in Elsewhere wouldn't kill Jonas and Gabriel.
Okay, so I'm going to be obviously the opposite end of the argument. So, I'm going to say that they die.
Uh-huh.
They die, yes.
Why do you think they die?
Oh, because they are obviously too weak and cold. Jonas also has no memory of heat left. There's that.
Okay.
Also, by the way, when they mean Elsewhere in the book, when the community, they say Elsewhere, they mean killing people, so... I mean...
Yeah, but Jonas clearly got to Elsewhere.
The only people who know what Elsewhere means...
No, when they kill people, when they get released.
Yes.
Yeah, they get released to Elsewhere.
Yeah, but they don't...
They literally say that in the book.
Okay, next thing.
Next question.
Yeah.
All right, next question. So, what do you think about the ending of the book?
I think that is good. Because
why?
It left it on a cliffhanger and like it seems more exciting that way.
So
and plus I feel like it's also like a big part of the book. And it's also interesting.
So it's like a hook, like it gets people to buy the other books?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It was also very important because
not the important team.
Because of the ending,
what do you think about
it? Made people like debate about like if they survived or if they didn't survive.
But do you like it or not?
Yeah,
is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, do you like it, bro?
I think that the ending was okay. That I think that it could have been better, but agreeing with Michaela that leaving people on a cliffhanger might make people want to buy the movie more movies, or if they come out with more books, it may want to buy it more.
Yeah, I like the ending because
so it
like,
makes sales for
they're making profit off of the movie.
Yeah,
and the book.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like the ending because like you can always debate on how the ending goes. You can change the ending however you want to what you like. What you want.
Yeah.
All right. So second question. Third question. Why is the ending so important? Like, why do you think then is it?
I think that the ending is so important because it gives us a life lesson, especially about doing right or wrong. So it can teach kids probably not to run away from home. And I think it helps us think more and helps us engage more.
Right. I think it is important because it like kind of teaches us what it's like to be not bad, but like somewhere where it's like there's no emotion, and then it's like to get free from it.
Yeah, like Michaela said, it teaches us like how it would be if you're like a different person and tried to save everyone.
Yeah, so it's basically showing you how it's like to be free from a dystopian world.
Yeah, well, I think it's a message to us not to try and control every person, because there will always be somebody who will, like, try and stop listening to you, try and, like, it's like a rebel. Huh?
Yo.
Huh?
Okay, that's the end?
I guess that's all the questions we have right now.
Okay, so
that's all the questions we have right now. We will see you guys again in the next episode of the Book Critics.